Phyllis on the new-made hay, on a pleasant summer's day, she in a wanton posture lay, thinking no shepherd nigh her, till Lamentos came that way, and threw himself down by her. Till Lamentos came that way, and threw himself down by her. At the first she was amazed, and with blushes on him gazed. Her beauty bright did him invite, her shape he did admire, her wanton dress could do no less than set his heart on fire. Her wanton dress could do no less than set his heart on fire. Then Amyntas mildly said, Phyllis, be not now afraid, but entertain thy shepherd swain. Now we are met together, then shall I prize thy sparkling eyes that did invite me hither. Then shall I prize thy sparkling eyes that did invite me hither. I have ranged the plains about for to find my Phyllis out. My flocks I left of joys bereft, whilst I for thee did languish. 'Tis in thy will my heart to will, with joy or else with anguish. 'Tis in thy will my heart to ill, with joy or else with anguish. Then fair Phyllis frowning said, my privacy thou hast betrayed, therefore be gone, let me alone, do not disturb my pleasure, no, do not move thy suit of love, but leave me to my leisure, no, do not move thy suit of love, but leave me to my leisure. Never yet did shepherd swain on the smooth Sicilian plain once dare to move my deep disdain by such like bold intrusion. Then cease thy suit, 'tis but in vain I scorn such fond illusion. Then cease thy suit, 'tis but in vain I scorn such fond illusion. When Amyntas saw her frown, hoping still his joys to crown, quoth he, my dear, as I am here, I like not this behavior, this lover's bliss to toy and kiss, it wins a maiden's favor. This lover's bliss to toy and kiss, it wins a maiden's favor. Let us like the ivy twine, and our loves in one combine. Grim Pluto love Proserpine, her beauty did him fetter. When thou art mine and I am thine, I'll please thee 10 times better. When thou art mine and I am thine, I'll please thee 10 times better. Fie for shame, fond boy, she said, I'm resolved to live a maid. Thou art too young to do me wrong, be not so bold to venture. Whilst he, poor youth, to speak the truth, still aim it at the center. Whilst he, poor youth, to speak the truth, still aim it at the center. Phyllis blushed as red as blood when his mind she understood his bold intent for to prevent. She used her best endeavor, his resolution it was bent, for he was loath to leave her. His resolution it was bent, for he was loath to leave her. hotly he pursued the game, whilst his heart was on a flame. She cried, "Pishnay, fie for shame! In faith you shall not do it." But the youth her overcame, and eagerly fell to it. But the youth her overcame, and eagerly fell to it. Thus she strived all in vain, while she felt a pleasing pain. Yet he by no means would refrain, but kindly did embrace her. He kissed his love and told her plain he never would disgrace her. He kissed his love and told her plain he never would disgrace her. In great rage she flung away, tumbling o'er the new-made hay, whilst he ashamed and breathless lay. Although he then displeased her, he rallied and renewed the fray, and manfully appeased her. He rallied and renewed the fray, and manfully appeased her. Thus they spent this crystal day, in such wanton sports and play. Amyntas there embraced his dear, and bid her to be light-hearted. But night being come, they hasted home, and kindly kissed and parted. But night being come, they hasted home, and kindly kissed and parted.